just he hollered something at me in front of everybody, made me so mad, embarrassed me so much. He was like, I can't use your excuses. I can only use results. If you ever played any type of sports, maybe you've had a boss tell you something similar, but I'm just like, I'm sitting here thinking everything in the book. I'm only one, they're two, they're bigger than me, this isn't fair, I'm tired, I've done this 15, every excuse in the book. I got so mad, I went out there, and you know what? I did it. I took on both of those guys, I drove them both back, knocked them both on the ground, and they all got all fired up, you know, the coaches were all excited and everything, but you know what? That wasn't the last time I heard that. As I became a teenager, and they wanted me to take on more responsibilities, you know, I'm too busy for this, I'm too busy for that. I had to tell me, son, I can't use your excuses, I can only use results, okay? Well, you know what, church? There's something about that that is very true and that God wants to speak to each and every one of us today. Okay, except for, because we have to understand that every natural endeavor is typically a results-oriented business. In football, you got to pick up your blocks. Okay, you got to run that play. You got to execute that play. In business, you got to hit that target. You got to make that sale. Okay, you know, even at home with, you know, what we expect out of our kids, you got to get these chores done. You got to learn how to balance your schedule. Okay, we're bottom line, results-oriented people. Okay, but with God, it's a little bit different. Okay. Because what God is saying to us today, church, is that I can't use your excuses. I can only use